history's real-life vampire, Vlad the Impaler. We all know the tales of vampires, but did you know that there was a real vampire who terrorized Europe in the 15th century? His name was Vlad the Impaler, and his gruesome methods of torture and executions were legendary. In this video, I'm going to tell you the story of Vlad the Impaler, and why he's still remembered as one of history's most feared men. The renowned vampire, introduced by author Bram Stoker in his 1897 novel, was based on a real-life man, Vlad III, Prince of Wallachia, who had a thirst for blood that could never be satisfied. Vlad was born in Transylvania in 1431. His father, named Vlad II, Dracul, was the ruler of Wallachia. Vlad got his name Dracul, which means dragon, after he joined the Order of the Dragon, a Christian military order backed by the Roman Emperor. Wallachia is a place located to the south of Transylvania, which was often dyed red with the bloody battles between Christian Europe and the Ottoman Empire. Events took an unexpected turn in 1442 when Vlad II was invited to a diplomatic meeting with the Sultan Murad II. Vlad II brought his two young sons with him, Radu and Vlad III. The meeting was actually a trap and the three were arrested. The elder Vlad was released on the condition to leave his two sons behind, to which he agreed and went back to Wallachia. The two brothers were tortured and trained for battle. While Vlad III was in prison, his father was killed by local noblemen called boyars, and his brother named Mircea was blinded, tortured, and buried alive. After the death of his family, Vlad was freed, and that marked the beginning of his reign. He fought the then ruler of Wallachia who had killed his father, and the legend has it that Vlad personally beheaded his enemy in one-on-one combat. He got his kingdom back, but it was in very bad condition due to continuous internal warfare and conflicts caused by the boyars. And what do you do to unify a broken kingdom? A sane mind would think about giving speeches and launching campaigns to invoke a feeling of unity and patriotism for the kingdom. But the methods of Vlad the Impaler were a little different. He invited all the nobles of boyars that were causing internal conflicts and questioning his rule. But this meeting was not to hold a peace treaty. Vlad's soldiers barred the doors and stabbed all the guests. The lands of the dead nobles were taken from them and given to other nobles who were loyal to Vlad and supported his rule. This method was cruel and horrendous, but it worked very well in unifying the broken Wallachia. This is just one of many events that earned Vlad his famous name, Vlad the Impaler. Let me tell you exactly what impalement is. It is a form of torture that involves inserting a semi-sharp wooden stake into one's butt while they're still alive. The stake is inserted only halfway and fixed in the ground upright. After a few days, the stake slides at the victim and slowly kills them. A lucky person would die immediately after impalement, while the unfortunate one suffered for days. Vlad the Impaler used to impale his enemies and left them on the border of Wallachia to show his enemies their fate if they ever tried to attack. His methods of punishment were inhuman, and Vlad was so bloodthirsty that there were rumors that he literally drank the blood of his enemies. Before we go to more gruesome acts of Vlad the Impaler, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and turn on post notifications so you can know whenever we release another epic video. Stories tell us that Vlad the Impaler was brutal with his enemies, but he also did not tolerate anyone else mistreating citizens. Once there was a Wallachian merchant whose supply of steel was seized in Transylvania, and he was not paid for it. That steel supply proved to be very expensive for the Transylvanian merchants, because Vlad invaded Transylvania and arrested all the merchants he could find in the city and impaled them. After killing the merchants, he returned to Wallachia and impaled any Transylvanian who happened to visit or live there at the time. The Transylvanian warlord named Dan III was infuriated by Vlad's actions. He immediately launched a counter-invasion. Vlad fought and defeated his army at the border. What Vlad did to Dan sounds like a scene from a movie with an overpowered main character. Dan was forced to dig his own grave while a priest read him his funeral rites. Dan was then beheaded and buried, but Vlad did not stop there. He went back to Brasov and set his army free to loot the city and then impale all remaining citizens. it is inevitable that a ruthless ruler will also have several enemies. An Ottoman Sultan Mehmed was one of them. In 1495, Mehmed sent two of his diplomats to Vlad in order to negotiate a surrender. But Vlad was not a person who would surrender, especially to the Ottoman Empire, as during his time captive, he developed a hatred and animosity toward his captors. There was a religious custom according to which Ottoman men were not allowed to take off their turbans outside their homes. So when Vlad asked diplomats to take off their turbans, both of them refused. Vlad praised them for upholding their religious traditions, and then he offered to help them by nailing the turbans to their heads. And that is exactly what he did. He sent back the bodies with the turbans nailed to the heads with thick iron nails. The Ottoman Empire did not turn a blind eye to the death of their emissaries. The Sultan took his 150,000 men and started marching towards Wallachia. The Ottoman Empire was very big compared to Wallachia, but the Sultan forgot that the ruler of this tiny state was very merciless. To counter the attack, Vlad used a scorched earth tactic. He evacuated the people to the mountains with their animals and their belongings, and then burnt all the crops and villages of his own villages when he was retreating. He also poisoned the wells and other sources of water, so that the Ottoman army would not have anything to drink during their advance. Vlad was very creative with his military campaigns. He found men and women who suffered from syphilis, tuberculosis, leprosy, or any other disease, and dispatched these people to infiltrate the Ottoman army. These tactics, coupled with guerrilla warfare, significantly weakened the Ottoman army. When the Ottoman army reached Wallachia's capital, they saw more than 20,000 people waiting for them. The sight made their blood run cold, not because there were 20,000 of them, but because they were all dead. The city was filled with impaled men, women, and children. Women with babies were also impaled, and sometimes the bodies of the dead babies were sewn to their mother's breasts. These were the people Vlad had captured during his raids on Ottoman territory. The Ottoman army was so overcome by fear that they started to see Vlad as a bloodthirsty monster. Mehmed ordered his troops to retreat the very next day. The village was later named the Forest of the Impaled, and Vlad was nicknamed Vlad the Impaler. After the Ottoman army retreated, the ordinary people of Wallachia were suffering from various diseases and poverty. Unfortunately, Vlad did not think very highly of poor people. He considered them thieves who lived long on the sympathy of other people. Vlad invited all the poor, crippled, and homeless people for a feast. After they were finished eating, Vlad locked the doors of the large hall and set the building on fire. The Ottoman army retreated after seeing 20,000 rotting bodies, but the battle was not finished. In 1476, Vlad was marching to another battle with the Ottomans, but he was ambushed on his way. He was killed and his head was sent to Mehmed as a trophy. Scholars still argue whether he was killed by Ottomans or political enemies from his own country. 500 years later, in the 1970s, a headless body was found during an excavation project. Scholars believe that it could have been Vlad's, but it is not confirmed. Vlad's reign of terror came to an end, but his name will live on in history as the bloodthirsty Vlad the Impaler. What do you think about Vlad? If you like this video, then check out this video right here.